corpus is a process. It's a legal process to determine whether or not someone is being detained without sufficient evidence. And it's really designed to protect a person from overreach by the government. And what's important about it is that the remedy is to release the person. If a person is being held unlawfully by another person, it's the crime of unlawful imprisonment. You'll remember the Ariel Castro case, who had a torture chamber in his basement. And, you know, when he was found to have been holding someone, a person, illegally, then he gets charged with a crime that could put him in prison for life, and the women go home. So how would this work if we call a chimp or a whale or a dolphin or an elephant a person, which is what the non-human personhood group would like us to do? First, they're not being held by the government. They are owned by a person or an entity, and whether that's a private person who keeps them in a small dark cage, you know, as Tommy is alleged to be held, or SeaWorld who uses them for entertainment, or a university who conducts medical research, or an animal sanctuary that's devoted to saving an endangered species. I mean, all of those are places where animals are held. If the animal is given personhood, as is being argued, then they wouldn't be able to be kept in any of those places. And that's clearly not even what the people who are arguing this want. They want to say, well, we can determine that Tommy shouldn't be in a cage, but Tommy should be in a sanctuary. But if Tommy really is a person, then Tommy can't be held in a sanctuary or in a cage. So then you ask, well, where would Tommy be? And they don't seem to have an answer for that. They seem to say, well, we know where we don't want him to be, but what we think is we think we know where Tommy would be happy. And that's where their argument breaks down.
So the argument for determining a chimpanzee, in this case, in this specific case, Tommy, as a common law person, they're referring to a chimpanzee's ability for being able to understand concepts, cause and effect, and having more advanced learning skills than other animals. But what do you see as an effect if this appeal does go the other way and a judge does rule that, in effect, that a chimpanzee is a common law person? What sort of effects do you think that this could have, and do you think that this could affect other animals as well?
Right. I don't think that any judge will ever do that. Because it doesn't make any sense. The reality is that Tommy may very well have, you know, more skills than perhaps a cockroach. But let's take it to the logical extension. Let's say that Tommy is found to be a person, which I don't think would ever happen, and then Tommy is released from the cage. Well, where will Tommy go? And what if Tommy hurts someone when he gets out? If he understands consequences, does that mean that we would really argue that he could then be charged with a crime, that he could assist his attorney, that we could put him literally in a jail as opposed to his cage? It's a ridiculous argument.
Do you think that the publication of this case in the New York Times and a lot of people talking about it and the attention that's brought to this particular case, do you think that that will also have some sort of effect? And maybe not for advocating for the personhood for an animal, but for people who will be, you know, putting pressure on organizations to enforce animal rights and protections laws that already do exist.
Well, truthfully, I think that it might have exactly the opposite effect. I think that people could just say, well, that's just ridiculous. It's delusional. It's silly. You know, does this really mean that? I think everyone will agree that animals should be protected. But I think when you start talking about animals, you know, are people, then we start thinking about, well, is it then going to be illegal to euthanize our pets? Will all zoos be closed down? Will we stop helping endangered species? Is it going to force everyone to be a vegetarian? So I think it could have exactly the opposite effect that the proponents want, because I think that many people will just say, well, that's just ridiculous. And if you're going to start with elephants and porpoises and chimpanzees, you know, does that mean then we can't eat chickens or cows or pigs? You know, and certainly there are a lot of people who believe that, but is it going to be enforced by a court? I certainly don't think so.